Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Marcia Egan is back. Marcia is a longtime, close to eight-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of the Egan Group. She's one of the top leadership coaches in our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including a new ebook, The Feedback Formula. And that's what we're going to talk about today, right, Marcia?
Yeah, sounds good. I didn't realize it was 8 years, Jim.
Coming up on it, yeah. Welcome back to the show, Marcia.
Well, thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. So you've been doing a lot of thinking about the problem that managers have, that CEOs have, that leaders have, getting the productive and appropriate feedback from their people. And you put together a program for this. You've got some offerings for this, but we're gonna talk about this. Tell us what made you get started with this.
Well, and first of all, it's not getting feedback from employees. It's how to give feedback to employees.
Give it to them. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, Jim, other than you and me, no one else is perfect.
Well, that's right. That's right.
and actually, any enterprise, any business, people are going to mess up. And whether they intend to mess up, usually they don't. But sometimes they are off kilter, or they make mistakes. And one of the hardest things for any supervisor or manager or small business owner to do is to talk to the people about this in a way that will not make them feel defensive and in a way that will make them actually want to try and change their behavior. Mm-hmm. And I've been noticing this for many years, and I actually came up with kind of a stepped approach that I used when I was in corporate America, and it worked every time. And so that's why I decided to write the ebook, and I accompanied it with some videos and stuff like that. But what most people do when they see somebody make a mistake is they wish it away.
Uh-huh.
They don't address it.
Maybe I didn't really see that. Or maybe it was a one-off thing. They didn't mean to do it that way, and I'm sure they'll do it better next time. And if I can believe that, I can move on with my life.
That's exactly what happens, because it's always uncomfortable. Well, I shouldn't say always. There's some people who might like doing
Nobody likes it.
It is uncomfortable to talk to somebody about a mistake they made.
Yeah.
And there are some people who do it well, but most people kind of mess it up when they get to it. But the first thing that your listeners, I would challenge all of your listeners to do is, when you see a mistake, many times it could be the tip of an iceberg. So it's probably more important for you to address it than to ignore it.
Should you, but how do you do that without looking like you're nitpicking?
People may think that you are nitpicking, but one of the things that happens so many times is people will say, hey, you were late for work, don't be late again, and implies that I'm going to fire you
right
if you're late again. The formula that works, or the way that it works, is if you come across like you are very respectful and in their camp. I like to tell people to talk to people who've made a mistake like they were your child or like they were your very, very, very best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when you show respect, they'll actually listen, because you can't take back the mistake that was made, but you can hope that it won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And or not hope, but you can put things in motion to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Well, see somebody doing something, should you if they see them making a mistake, should you stop at that moment, just go over to them and call them out of it right then, or should you kind of let things settle down so it doesn't look like you're watching over their shoulder all the time, you're hovering over them? and catch them at a later time, or make a note of it and say, okay, I'm going to have a review with them in a week. I'll bring it up then. What's the timing of these things?
It depends. I hate to say it depends, but it depends. It depends on how egregious the mistake is.
Right.
If you overhear somebody yelling at your best client, you do kind of have to intercede, right? But if
Something dangerous or expensive.
Exactly. So you need to kind of think about it. One of the things you don't want to do is if you embarrass the person, they won't listen. And the biggest point is the minute they become defensive, they stop listening to you,
right.
And they respond like they're being attacked.
When I was a pup, I was working in retail, and there was this guy who was not even my manager, who was taking it on himself to try to train me, and he wasn't qualified, but he thought he was, and I was young, he was older, I get that, but I would be talking to somebody on the phone, he'd come over around me, and try to correct me while I'm on the phone with the person, you know.
That was
an example of how not to do it.
Exactly, that's an abuse of power. I mean, the whole point of any business is to continue to improve, and if a mistake is made in the past, you can fix it, but you can't change the fact that it happened. What we want to do is make sure that it doesn't happen again, and sitting down and having a respectful conversation
right.
is the way to do it.
How do you approach them? Tell us how you would approach them. I mean, what would be the first thing if you saw somebody make a mistake and they were done, they were through, and they had made a mistake, and maybe they didn't even know it exactly? What would be the first thing you would say to them?
I'd say, "Hey Jim, can we go for a cup of coffee?" Or
mm-hmm.
"Hey Jim, can you come into my office?" And then I usually don't sit behind my desk because there's two chairs
right.
in my
right.
office, and I put myself on equal footing. Even though they know I'm the boss,
right.
The whole idea is to respect the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you do, instead of saying what you did wrong, you describe what the target is. In other words, if somebody's late for work, you know, I might say, "Hey, Jim, you know, it's really important for everybody who works here at the radio station to be at work at
mm-hmm.
7 a.m. when we start."
Mm-hmm.
And not to quote policy, because once you
right.
quote policy, you have just...
That's a good point. Hold on to that thought. Right back here with Marcia Egan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.